Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Isn't it interesting that this beatitude follows the one about being a peacemaker? Perhaps that's to remind us that our efforts are not always appreciated, even when we're trying to do the right thing by bringing peace between people with one another and between them and God. This is not about being persecuted for, say, political beliefs. This is about being persecuted because of righteousness. Because we're determined to do our best to live as Jesus lived, with his ethics, with his priorities, with his values. We're being then persecuted because of righteousness, not obnoxiousness. As someone said about this passage, genuine righteousness, as in the way it's lived, condemns people by implication. So small wonder that people often lash out in retaliation. Being persecuted is never fun. It can be exciting, I suppose, but it's very challenging in its experience. How do we handle it? Well, we'll go on to talk a bit more about that tomorrow in verses 11 and 12. But for today, perhaps a devotional focus could be to pray and ask God to refine your heart and motives such that you would be persecuted for righteousness, not for anything else. Not for any beliefs or doctrines specifically that you hold, but more for the way that you live out the heart of Jesus to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors, to the people you come across, such that they would see Jesus in you, and perhaps they won't like it. Not everybody does, not everybody will. It's never been that way. But if then you are persecuted because of righteousness, you can be sure that yours is the kingdom of heaven. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.